Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, Dan.
Wow. We've got so much to talk about this week. But we do have to talk about something that is fast on the horizon. Welcome to Crappy Lake. Or should I say...
Luann and Sonia, welcome to Crappy Lake.
I wasn't sure who got the first billing.
Right.
You know? But it's Luann.
Yeah.
The Countess.
Yeah, I think it's just alphabetical.
Okay, alphabetical.
Yeah.
Or maybe even seniority.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it. Okay. Okay, so we knew this was coming. We knew it filmed last summer?
Yeah.
2 summers ago?
Last summer?
Who knows?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Doesn't it feel like they've been sitting on this one for a long
time?
Well,
they announced it at BravoCon. And BravoCon at this point was October.
I know, but I think we knew about it pre-BravoCon. Like, we weren't learning about it for the first time at BravoCon, were we?
No, we were learning about it over the summer.
Yeah, okay. Trailer's out. And it is what I assumed it to be.
Right.
Which is The Simple Life, Sonia and Luann.
Right. What I didn't really realize until like today or yesterday is it's a direct reference to Schitt's Creek.
Okay, can you explain that to me?
Well, Crappy Lake.
Oh.
And from what I
thought you meant there was like more... Like, more to it.
There is more to it.
Oh, there is more to it. Okay.
It's these people coming from New York, and they stay in an old motel, and, like, all this stuff, and they, like, have to do antics around this town.
Well, the Schitts aren't doing antics. It's just their life.
Yeah, it's their life. But they're doing antics. Every episode's an antic.
Okay. I know. You know, I have only watched one, maybe two episodes of Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
And I did know about the motel. But yeah. I did not put the Crappy Lake and the Schitt's Creek together. But like, isn't this town Crappy Lake?
No.
No.
It's like some town in Illinois, and there's not even a Crappy Lake in this town.
Isn't
there is there are there are literally Crappy Lakes
oh.
in other places in the country. I looked it up today. But from what I figured out, it's not there's not one in this town.
Okay, isn't The titular crappy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it like a fish? I want to say it is.
Sure. It's also another way to say shit.
Oh my God. That's for the uncensored Peacock version. Okay. You know what was interesting is the online response to Roni reboot trailer was down and out, you know?
Right.
And the online response to this, I was a little shocked to see like parades being thrown into the street.
People love their girls.
People love the girls.
I mean, people still go out to Luann's cabaret shows. She's selling out all the time.
Once she gets a Jessie Ware track or two in there,
right.
I'm back.
It's over.
It's over for you, bitches. Yeah. Okay, so the trailer itself, I think I was happier about it than I expected to be. I think what we warned the girls for maybe Rugged Roni was warned a little bit here. And like, let's tone down the catchphrases.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
We got some of that in the trailer. Right. But it didn't feel like I was drowning in it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
It's like, it's fun. It's interesting. It's like, we have to kind of suspend belief about like these quote unquote celebrities coming into this town as if anyone in this town really knows who they are. Like the town people waiting at the airport for them. It's like, those are paid, not actors, but those are people who are like, here's $500, go stand at this airport and shit like that.
So we start out July 9th at 9 p.m.
10 p.m.
No.
Oh.
The first week is 9 p.m. after Atlanta. I think this is like after Summer House, Martha's Vineyard wraps up, which to me, clearly no reunion, which is sad to say.
Sad.
Okay, so we're going to be after Atlanta. The following week, Roni reboot premiere week, it's going to be Atlanta at 8, Roni reboot at 9, Crappy Lake at 10.
I know this, like, nothing pisses you off more than a 10 p.m. start time for one of these Bravo shows.
Yeah. I mean, we were fighting for our lives for years with Dallas at 10 p.m. Wasn't Dubai at 10 p.m.
And it's like 10 p.m. on a Sunday.
Ooh, that's even worse.
You need to be tucked in with your eyes closed. Tucked in. Because you've got a busy day at work tomorrow.
Yeah, come on. Think of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not the end of the world. And then also, I do think this kind of reeks of a 30-minute show to me.
Sure.
I don't think we're doing full hours.
That's fine. Incredibly. I think
that's ideal, right? Let's not try to stretch it out.
Dan has to get to bed.
We're out of bed. Come on. But also, they'll probably bring Luann and Sonia on Watch What Happens Live after the premiere.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll bring them together? We're going to separate them.
I think we're going to be together.
I think that'd be cute.
Or we put one with Jenna Lyons or something.
That would be really chic.
Yeah.
And okay, so I want to plant the seed in your mind. When they come on for Watch What Happens Live to promote Crappy Lake, Roni Rugged will be filmed and done by that time.
Okay.
Isn't that something interesting to think about?
That's so interesting. So Roni Rugged is filming in the next couple days?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I think that's like well known.
I don't know anything.
Oh, okay. You don't know anything? So that's exciting. We do have, once again, 5 wonderful programs to get to. And we should start with Atlanta.
Of course. We always go in order.
We always go in order. But sadly, in real life, I was not going in order. You know?
Same.
Coming back from upstate. Make a pit stop in High Roll for a little while, et cetera, et cetera.
I also find it helpful to watch the Sunday shows.
Oh, closer to recording.
Closer to recording because it's been a long week.
And it's like fresher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Although I got to give the Martha's girls some credit. I watched Martha Sunday night.
Wow.
Because I was like kind of chomping on the bit to see like what's going down with Phil and everything. Atlanta. It was interesting that last week we kind of like left off like we're going to BravoCon. And now this week we're all just fresh back from BravoCon.
And we're just like talking about BravoCon.
I almost wish, why didn't we have a camera there for Atlanta at BravoCon?
Right. I mean, there were many cameras there, but no production from the Atlanta crew. That's fine. I like the post-mortem. I like hearing what they think went down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's more than like we could have expected years ago, you know? Acknowledging that we are famous people in the world.
And we're even like making references to famous segments during BravoCon later with Squash That Beef.
We've got a bunch of girls talking about Candy's mom not in Candy's presence. And her antics.
That's a problem.
That never end. We've got...
What do you think? Do you think Mama Joyce will ever accept Todd?
I mean, at this point, no.
Right.
Like, I think this... Candy brings it up in a confessional, I think. Like, think about Ace and Blaze seeing this one day.
Yeah.
And like... And Mama Joyce just doesn't give a shit.
I know. Also, like, Candy, there's something about Candy this season. She's just, like, she's different.
It's simultaneously, like, more awake. And then also what we get to at the end, which I don't want to, like, jump there quite yet. Because I think that's, like, where the episode really ends.
Yeah, she's, like, activated, though.
Yeah. Very activated. Okay. We had a double date with Drew and Ralph, Courtney.
And Bryce?
And Bryce, who is a former co-star of Drew.
And Courtney says he was once the hottest black man in America.
Yeah. And then they are co-parenting a 21-year-old child?
Yeah, exactly. And then... Like, as we're preparing for this double date, Candy Gal calls and invites Drew.
And when Candy Gal calls...
You pick up.
You answer.
Yeah. And this is, like, such a... For some reason, it's a little more obvious in Atlanta. When they're hiring private chefs just for, like, these little get-togethers, and they're spending a lot of time in the kitchen with the private chef.
Oh, okay.
And they're, like, always around the island with them, and, like, we bring out these big, like, the big catering things, and it's like, we're serving four people.
We're serving.
Yes. But, I mean, it even happened in the premiere episode with Sheree.
We were serving two people. Yeah. Well, there's always room for leftovers.
Of course.
So, Candy Gal is gonna make... Okay, so, first of all, Candy Gal is mentioned, and I'm perked up now, which is funny because once upon a time, Atlanta was the Potomac lead-in.
Yes.
Whereas now it's like Potomac's the Atlanta lead-in for me.
Right. Well, exactly. Not really.
But like Candy's leading me into.
Yes. And I love a crossover.
Yeah. So... We're making a stop on the Deep Space Tour, and it's interesting seeing the tour featured on Atlanta and not on Potomac.
I know. And it's interesting seeing the tour in a different city winery than we saw the tour in.
But it's almost as if we were at that very same city winery.
Because they all look the same.
Except I think the New York City one looks different. I could be wrong about that.
I've only been to the City Vineyard in New York, and it looks different, but they're owned by the same company.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I just, City Winery, I feel like we need a, we need to get like...
We need to get Dorit in there. Buca de Beppo.
Yeah. I was going to say an actual designer, but yeah, Dorit works as well. My coworker was sitting behind the women the entire like time that they were in City Winery.
Prime seating.
Yeah.
That Drew essentially woo-woo-wooed for her little guest spot.
40-something seconds.
There were a lot of fun editing tricks.
Yes.
Sheree not coming, and then, like, that spooky music at the Chateau Sheree of her, like, saying she fell ill. And then the running the clock for Sonya's finishing time.
Yeah.
To Drew's singing time, Chef Kiss editing.
Yeah.
But here's where I'm like, I don't understand the strategy of Candy Gal. And like, I'm her, not maybe not number one fan, but like one of her biggest fans.
Okay, yeah.
So she during the tour, she performed so many new songs from mm-hmm. Deep Space Deluxe that we in the audience did not know, right? And the one that she's performing for this crowd that's being filmed, Drew is she's adding Drew to one of those never before heard songs.
Right.
So even if you're like a Candy Gal fan, you're like, what are you guys singing right now?
Right. But I mean, also like, let's preview some stuff for folks who haven't listened. Maybe they'll ears will perk up. We've heard Drive Back both in Potomac and in Thailand like a million times.
Sure.
So I think it's good that we're branching out. Also, I realize like if people don't know, we might be confusing them by calling her Candy Gal on a show where there's a candy.
Okay. I think...
Even I got confused in that last iteration because I was like, are you a huge candy fan?
No. I'm a Candy Gal fan.
Yes.
Yeah. It was so cute getting to see her actually perform on one of the shows because she's not really performed on Potomac.
I mean, she did a music video or two.
I know, but a music video is not a performance. That's okay. A shoot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
A live performance. It is a performance.
We got to see Chris as well.
I mean, we got more with Chris and the guys than we got with Candy and the girls.
The fact that Candy...
Candace
did not go upstairs to the upper level at City Winery
mm-hmm.
and film the debrief with the Atlanta girls... really upset me.
But it's like, she's the artist. They're debriefing her show. Well, they're debriefing other stuff.
Not really. They're debriefing other stuff.
Right. But it's like...
that would have been so iconic and like so of the rugged moment. You know?
So of the rugged moment, yeah.
Like, just fleshing out these... relationships across casts.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, we've got enough.
It almost felt like everyone...
It sounds like you only want to be with Candace. You don't want to be with the Atlanta woman. Well, even though we're talking about Atlanta.
It kind of felt like everyone came to the debrief with like a checklist.
Yeah, their fights. Yeah. I mean, like we saw OG Candy writing a checklist earlier in the episode. Mm. And everyone copied her and brought their own checklist to this thing.
Yeah. The cold... greeting Marlo got when she arrived at City Winery. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I forgot that a lot of this cast...
Doesn't like her,
but also like a lot of this cast hates each other.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like we're fighting over the dumbest stuff from BravoCon. Like...
Oh, Drew and Sonya, yeah.
Sonya, like, what are we complaining about even?
Sonya, you should just be honored to be like in a fight.
Yeah. It's like... And then, like, Drew thinks that Sonya's mad because Drew made merch that had, like, a sentence on it that, like, I, like, barely even remember from last season.
Okay, so between that merch and Drew's song that Ralph was like, 30,000 streams is not a lot.
Oh.
I had no idea Drew had a song. Did she make a peep about it when this was released?
I don't know. Are you following Drew?
I'm not dropping it with Drew. And that could be the problem. But like things, I don't need to follow things for things to enter my orbit. So I'm just surprised that I had not heard the song until this day.
Well, maybe you're too far in deep space that things actually can't get that far into your orbit.
I need to land.
Yeah.
Land the ship.
Exactly.
Okay. So I got to say Mañeta being upset about someone talking about her. It's like
Mañeta, you barely go here at this point. Like,
you should be honored for this. Like,
I mean, like I actually wanted you to go here, I think, but like we need to actually have you have a peach.
Courtney, for someone being like only a few episodes in, is popping on the screen a little bit more than Mañeta.
I mean, she's really getting under Candy's skin.
It's almost like it's not even the content, but the context.
Yes.
That Candy's annoyed with. Like, she just doesn't like how Courtney moves in this world.
Yeah. She doesn't like that Courtney has spoken of her.
No, more like how she gets, like, moving her head and moving her finger and, like, did it, like, just the way she interacts with Candy, she does not appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Candy's... I think she's a little too focused on the EGOT and needs to live in the moment.
Yeah. We did touch down with the... I liked getting that from BravoCon of, like, the piano lesson footage while we were, like, still in New York.
And I know that, like, artists are very strategic these days about, like, well, I'm going to go do this for the chance to maybe get this EGOT status.
Yeah.
I've never heard an artist, like, talk so openly about it. Yeah. And we're at Grammy.
We're at Grammy.
We're not at Tony. We are at Tony.
No, we're trying for Tony. We're not. We're Tony nominated now.
Right. Oh, yeah, because she just announced today that she was joining the production team for The Wiz.
So is she giving up on the panel lesson?
Is it still open?
No, it's Tony nominated.
Oh.
Oh, we talked about this on this very podcast.
Well, I'm sure we did, but I don't know about the Tonys. I know, aren't we striking the Tonys?
No.
Or they reached an agreement?
No. We're still going.
Right, but I mean, like, if she doesn't get that, you have to have something else.
Something
in the
back
line.
Pocket, yeah.
And maybe she really likes this, like, producing format. For Broadway. Yeah.
Yeah, she loves Broadway. She's a Broadway baby.
Yeah. Does she... She has the local Emmy.
Well, she's nominated for the local Emmy, but I don't... No, if that's gonna really count.
And then, like, what's gonna be Oscar?
Think big. All these Todd's working on the movies. And this weren't we talking about Candy starring in the movie in the preview?
let's go the Gaga route and
let's
do
song.
Like best original song.
Yeah. Let's team with Diane. Actually.
Diane famously never wins.
I know, but like I think what Diane's missing all along is Candy.
I wouldn't hitch my horse to that wagon or whatever.
Or at least maybe, you know, like Candy working with Diane for the first time is just like bringing us into the idea of songs for movies.
Don't listen to Dan's advice with this like Diane Morin thing. It's like a joke at this point that she never wins.
I know. No, but yeah. Okay. Okay, but then Marlo.
So
I think you gotta hand it to her.
You gotta hand it to her, but then it's like we're jumping through some hoops to get to the point she's trying to make. It's a lot of steps, I would say.
Okay.
So Drew brings up quote unquote the incident that happened at Blaze.
Was it Drew that brought it up, or was it Marlo and then Drew kind of like tries to sugarcoat it or something?
I don't remember exactly. It was Drew maybe that Drew said the incident.
Okay.
Like, how are you feeling after the incident that happened?
Yeah.
At Blaze.
And then Marlo, like, the shooting.
Yeah, but no, like when cameras go down.
Oh yeah.
And we're on cell phone footage. She's mad at Drew and yelling at Drew because she quote unquote sugarcoated it.
Yeah.
Didn't call it a shooting.
Yeah.
And Marlo's point is that her nephew worked at Old Lady Gang.
Oh, yeah.
And he got shot by his roommate and died. And she texted Candy night about it, being like, do you remember so-and-so who worked at Old Lady Gang? He was my nephew. And Candy was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. Then they filmed the next day and Marlo retold the story and Candy didn't react.
Yeah.
So then Marlo really wants it brought up, the shooting at Blaze brought up on screen to connect the two incidents.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily see, like, I see the shooting, like gun violence as the connector, but is it because Candy's diminishing the incident and calling it a personal matter?
I think there's the other part of Marlo's frustration is that we all have to abide by what Candy wants to talk about.
Yeah.
And if Candy doesn't want to talk about it, none of us are talking about it.
Right.
It's like very like The Hills. Like if Lauren's not happy, nobody's happy.
Yeah. So like if we're talking openly about BravoCon, then like why can't we just like really spell it out?
Yeah. And then a shock to the system when like Marlo goes off on Candy about this.
Mm-hmm.
When Candy's like, oh, okay, let's talk about you cutting the girl's face.
Yeah.
Was this the first time in history on the show that we've actually said this on camera?
Or maybe.
I don't feel like it hasn't been on. I feel like it's a thing that like the watchers know.
The watchers know. We've seen all the mugshots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the watchers were theorizing like that was why she was never getting a peach.
Yeah. You saying the watchers, like the watcher on Netflix.
Yeah. I don't know. Like between Candace and then like this City Winery debrief scene, I went into Atlanta being like, okay, like let's check in with the girls. And then I like woke up a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe we should always be at City Winery in Atlanta.
Yeah. The ratings though are really bad.
Yeah.
For Atlanta this minute. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Mm. It's the casting, I think, is the problem.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Yeah.
I would say the casting is not a problem over in Summer House Martha's Vineyard.
You know what I realized? We didn't mention Kenya once.
Oh. We didn't even say her name.
And that's wild. What was she doing all episode?
Twirling? I mean, she was giving Marlo the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
Did she do anything else? I don't know.
And that's the problem because she's one of the stars.
Collecting a check.
Yeah.
That's all she's doing. Wow. Okay, let's get over to Summer House Martha's Vineyard.
Yes.
Which, like I mentioned before, I was clamoring to watch.
And it was a really good episode. It's like, we're playing by the real world rules.
Mm.
Like, people are getting kicked out of the house.
Okay, so we're picking up from last week where, like, Phil came in like a wrecking ball. And, like, everyone's coming home from the club.
He shit in the toilet, left it there.
We learned that shit sat in that toilet for 5 hours.
That's disgusting.
Truly makes you feel sick.
Yeah. Ugh. Like, I don't care how new or old anyone's shit is in the toilet, but like to come across shit in a toilet is, oh, it makes you want to gag.
Oh my God. So it was interesting that like everyone quickly turned on Phil, but Phil still had Jordan, Bria. Did he have Shanice? I'm not sure about Shanice.
He did, because she's the one who called him the next day.
Okay. But then, so then, like, I think it was, like, Shanice and Jordan talking to Phil.
Yeah.
And Jordan's, like, trying to work with him. And then he's nasty to her. And then she gets so nasty back to him.
Yeah.
Which I was actually proud of her for.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, standing up for herself.
Yeah. She's wearing that, like, pink thing with the white over it. Looks really good.
Very chic.
Yeah.
So then it's like, all right, you know what? Let's do an emergency meeting.
Which, like, oh my God.
We call a meeting. And
but we don't call Phil and Mariah.
They're in the kitchen?
Yeah, just, like, shooting the shit, like, drunkenly, like, talking.
Yeah. Which, I understand not calling Phil, right? Because, like, you're not even part of this house. Like, you haven't even unpacked.
All, you just got here, yeah.
All you unpacked was your shit.
Yeah.
So he's quickly voted out of the house. Which, it's just wild to be getting this season one of Martha's Vineyard. And, like, for us to have never voted someone out on regular Summer House.
And just the other part of it is, like, they're not just people in a house together. They are cast members on a show. So it's like, you're voting off a cast member. Does that mean they don't get as much money?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Especially because isn't the idea these days people are getting paid by episode?
I guess. And that's why, like, when Mariah the next morning was, like, reacting, I was like, this must... Yes, it gets sucks to get kicked out of the house, but it must also suck to, like, lose out on this money. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the filth made sense. And then Bria's like, okay, well, I have a second nomination.
Mm-hmm.
And Mariah gets voted out as well.
Over the washing machine thing.
Over the washing machine push.
With the dog involved.
With the dog involved. And, you know, I felt bad for her. But then didn't you also kind of feel like Mariah had like a foot out the door?
Well, she didn't come to like the night out. She stayed home. But so did the gay guy.
Yeah. But I think like after the flop of Moon Mass,
mm-hmm.
like she was kind of like not feeling it as much.
Exactly.
Yeah. So she gets voted out. Now, I would like to point out, we are now on day 5 of 14.
Right.
We've lost two people. We still have two people in cast photo that we have not met yet.
They're coming next week.
They're going next week. Yeah. Episode 4.
Yeah.
But main cast, not in the first three episodes.
It's giving Catherine Edwards from Beverly Hills.
Okay. So we also have... I mean, this night like went on for quite some time.
They were up, like they did timestamps and we're up to like 3.
Yeah. We have Shanice taking a shower and then walking into the room that like Amir and another man, I can't remember which man, are hanging out. Maybe Preston.
Yeah.
Tits out.
Tits out.
And Amir's like, yes, but Jordan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He really likes Jordan, so he doesn't want to fuck it up with her.
Yeah.
Also, he later in the episode is like questioning Nick. Nick? Glasses?
Oh, yeah, Nick, yeah.
Yeah, because Nick is apparently flirting with Jordan later at the field day.
I mean, Nick's flirting with everyone, but mostly in
DMs.
The DMs.
Yep.
We also learned Amir was the reason for the dog fight.
That was wild. And I wonder if that will come up more later. Because, like, him getting off scot-free, typical fucking man, making the women look bad. And I have a crush on Amir. But, like, it's like him dropping the next day, oh, I just didn't want to get involved. You just kicked someone out of the house for this fight.
I love learning Amir as a cooker boy.
I knew that you would love that.
Yeah.
He was sent to culinary camp.
I would have... loved that as a kid.
Oh my God.
I would have truly loved that. I would have actually like maybe been where I'm at now, like 10 years ago, if I had gone there. You know what I'm saying?
Can't
rewind. Can't only rewind, forward.
Yeah.
All right.
You would have that culinary TikTok up and running.
Oh
by
my
now.
God. I sure would.
Yeah.
I sure would. Thankfully though, I got the come through queen TikTok
up and running. Maybe you'd be the next Alison Roman.
We'll see. We'll see.
You got to start developing recipes.
I'm developing all the time.
Okay. That's why I get a link every morning after you've made something.
I'm only sharing things that I think particular people might be interested in.
Right, right.
It's there's a reason for the season.
Right, but your name's not on the byline.
Okay. There's also an interesting... Shanice in Alex's physical space storyline that pops up. Yeah. Where she's like grabbing him and pushing him.
Everyone's touching each other.
And then we learn Shanice. The reason like some people are trepidatious.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the word. I think it is.
She
is a stalker.
Was accused of stalking by her ex-boyfriend, who's this insecure actor.
Mm.
This actor on Insecure.
He's not insecure. He's very secure in himself.
We don't know that. We don't know him.
Yeah.
And she basically like admits it, though says it wasn't as bad as
she's the like
blog said it was.
She's like, yeah, hate it. Sorry. Okay. And then we also have... the ballad of Silas and Jasmine, which is definitely like a reflection of, as I've said before, Kyle and Amanda.
Yeah, but there's something like about Silas where I'm like,
ooh, yeah. Oh yeah, I know, but I'm just saying it's not like a one for one. It's more like
You did say reflection, which is actually a 1-for-1.
But like, we're flipped.
Okay.
I don't know where we're flipping. But I, okay, so I think in this episode, I was really like proud of myself for picking up on where we were going to end up, mm-hmm. which is that this was a COVID relationship.
Yeah.
That we are now getting to know each other
mm-hmm.
in the real world.
Right.
And I don't know who's really the reliable narrator, because like there's only one person on Silas's mm-hmm. side, which is Preston, and everyone else is Jasmine's friend. But it sounds like this Silas was always the Silas.
Yeah, and I mean, like, they're telling old stories about Jasmine from when they worked at the Playboy Club, like her like getting sent home because she like came to work drunk, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And he's like being like, "What? It's the first time I'm hearing this."
Yeah,
and I'm like, would she tell you that?
Yeah,
like, would that story be top of mind? This is like a roast at a rehearsal dinner story. Probably were none of these people at the rehearsal dinner to tell this story then, when you could have backed out.
I don't. Telling some of the rehearsal dinner is a bit like Danielle Oliveira running around the engagement party telling stories.
No, I mean, like, you know, when like it's more of a like a man thing, like a straight man thing, when like they get up and like tell embarrassing stories about the people like in speeches at rehearsal dinners.
But that's usually, not to be heteronormative, but it's like usually like a man talking about the man.
I just actually did say that.
Okay. Yeah. Jasmine saying, marriage is bittersweet.
Dark.
The person who got married 2 months ago.
Yeah, you're supposed to be in your honeymoon era.
Especially, like, this is a young relationship where, like, truly your honeymoon era.
Yeah. The first summer after you get married.
Wild. And then we end the episode with the revelation that Nick
has a girlfriend.
Has a girlfriend.
We get all the screenshots of him being a like, fucking creep in the DMs.
Fire emoji, fire emoji. You're looking so fine. Wow. You know, and then my takeaway was like, just when you think like not everyone is bringing something to the table, like everyone is bringing something to the table.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet two more new friends.
I know. One of them was compared to, what's her name from Fresh Prince?
Hillary Banks. Yes. Oh, she does come in Hillary Banks' drag.
Yes.
I'm excited for that. And she is the titular Summer.
Yes. I forgot we hadn't met Summer of Summer House yet.
It's like, we're not really Summer House until Summer moves in.
This is her house.
This is her house.
She better shit in all the toilets. Oh my God. Okay. I still can't get over what's his name with like, you should have left me a note. You should have left a note on a bed saying that this was my bed.
I mean, it was just like, there was no reasoning with him.
Yeah.
It was like, there was no conversation to be had.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's hop on a ferry from Martha's Vineyard to the Hamptons.
Okay.
Does that exist? Probably not. It's a long, it'll be a long journey.
Yeah. Though sometimes there's ferries that go places you don't expect.
So like on those ferries, are there ones of people riding them?
I don't know.
I don't know. sound off. If you're writing a ferry from a place you wouldn't expect, I want to know where it's going and where it's coming.
Like, I feel like my brother-in-law once, like, rode on a ferry from, like, Maryland
to
like, the Jersey Shore.
Stop it right now.
Maybe not.
Wow. Maybe, like...
Maybe...
Oh, like, South Jersey Shore, like... LBI? Like
Cape May, maybe.
Cape May, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds right. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, you learn more every day.
Yeah.
Okay, Summer House, finale. And also we got the reunion trailer. Do you want to save that for the end or talk about that now?
Whatever, yeah.
Reunion trailer. Okay, I want to remind everyone of this context. The Betula Cooks... and the Rat Houses just got back from Everett's wedding.
Right.
Which felt like things were good.
They were dancing on the dance floor.
And, you know, I think we simultaneously had, like, Kyle and Carl hugging, but then also a lot of anger from the Betula Cooks in Lindsay's direction.
Right.
Blaming her for, like, rumors and... whatnot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think we're getting the Danielle we're hoping for in the reunion of like, I see clearly now that the rain is gone.
She has her head in the sand.
Like an ostrich.
Yeah.
And we have an activated Paige DeSorbo.
It's like, finally she gets out of bed.
She's out of bed and on the couch. Asking what Lindsay and Carl's jobs are.
What's your job, Paige?
Okay, so I do think Paige does a little bit of a better job of hustling as like a Bravo celebrity.
Sure, but if Lindsay and Carl can survive on whatever they are doing. Good for them.
Yeah.
They don't have to be on Amazon Live or whatever, like selling like onesies or whatever Paige is doing.
Well, she does that. She's touring with the Giggly Squad.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, listen, every Bravo celebrity and their mother and child have a podcast. I don't listen to Giggly Squad.
They have a fan base.
I do think it is probably one of the more successful ones.
Yes. Yeah, they have a fan base. Stupid name. Like most podcasts have stupid names. I regret our name every day.
Every day. Single day. I mean, people are rebranding these days, so.
Are they?
Is it our chance?
Oh, yeah.
Sound off in the comments. What's our new name?
No, like, we're finally getting a couple more listeners. I don't want to, like, change now.
Ostracize them.
No, but it's just like I don't know. It just like bugs me when people are like, why don't you have a job on these shows where they are getting like...
I mean, the thought did cross my mind. Oh, I think we saw a reunion trailer before watching the episode. Mm-hmm. So we knew it was coming. But like when Lindsay re-entered the house and had her name and Chiron, it did say publicist under it. And I'm like... When was the last thing we publicized?
She's a Las Culturistas fan.
Why wasn't anyone a Katie?
Yeah. I mean, but we're still getting Danielle app developer. When's this fucking app coming out?
Well, she's saying that it's coming.
And I looked into this app the other day.
Oh, yeah, and please. I love research.
The point of the app is like,
fashion.
It helps you pick outfits.
So to me, it's like she watched Clueless and she's like, oh,
that
no one ever made that into an app.
Oh my God. It's like the oldest joke on Twitter. Everyone's always like, this is the only AI development I would like. And it's like the picture of Cher's closet.
And we're waiting for Danielle to finish the development.
Yeah.
She's sitting there chatting with GPT. They're going back and forth. Come on. Come up with an idea. Is it fashion? Is it fashion? It's fashion.
It's fashion.
It's fashion.
Is it fashion?
It's fashion. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, and then, I mean, the other thing is like in the reunion trailer, Maya's kind of getting the Oliver questions.
As she should. That was, let's get to the episode. That was
11 women.
Psychotic.
Okay. Let's get to the episode. We got Carl and Lindsay walking in, chippy as can be.
Just like them totally ghosting the house and then just like, hi.
No, but it's very like beginning of, it's almost like they thought it's already the next summer. Like, hey guys.
Yeah.
We're here.
It's like that last scene in Family Stone with like Claire Danes and what's his name walking in together. It's very that.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that would be good casting for the two of them. Claire Danes as Lindsay and Everett Stone as Carl.
Carl. Mm. Yeah. Say, put that in your back pocket for our next.
Keep that till December.
Keep it till December. Okay. And then Kyle's kind of like coaching them through their grand return.
Yeah.
And he gives advice to talk to Danielle sooner rather than later. And it feels like we landed on the later rather than sooner.
We landed on the several drinks in.
Yeah. Several, especially on Danielle's part.
Well, Danielle wakes and drinks.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's getting... When Lindsay's, like, greeting all her fans, yeah. Namely, like, Sam and Gabby, and then Danielle's doing makeup in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we gotta give... Speaking of makeup, you gotta give credit to Sierra for giving... Like, this is Oscar... Best makeup award winning moment, I would say.
I wish I knew of a makeup artist I can compare it to, like Bobby Brown.
The good Bobby Brown. Oh my god. Yeah, that's a makeup artist. Who else?
It's giving Tynan Sinks.
It's giving you know, Teresa had the two girls and like yeah. One of them.
Priscilla's one of them.
If Priscilla's doing the makeup, it's giving Priscilla.
Yeah. Those were, you know, she used the Watch What Happens Live
yeah.
crew.
Yeah.
It's very committed to a look like Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls when she shows up to the Halloween party all like scary. It's like, I mean, like, I guess it's not quite the same because I'm sure there's an audience out there for like people who actually want to fuck avatars.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're called avatars, right?
No. when everyone comes saying, like, you're the, like, Lindsay's like, you're the avatar.
What's it called?
They're the Navi.
Oh. Then what's Avatar from?
Avatar is, they are.
Is that the land that they live in?
No. That's like Oceania or something.
Oh, that's original.
I don't think it's actually that, but it's like, so it sounds something like that. Avatar, maybe isn't Sigourney Weaver like pretending to be one of them and that thus she is the Avatar? I don't know.
I never watched either of those movies.
I mean, I saw the first one, but that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I got, so in second place, I got to give it to Gabby as Halle Berry in the Flintstones.
Yes.
But also, like, it's a smidge Portia Williams, Dorothy Dandridge wig.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that iconic costume?
Of course. How could I forget?
Yeah, how could you forget that? Because, like, the wig isn't exactly Halle Berry in the Flintstones. But loving it. Kind of shocked that her blind date came to this party, although it seemed like he was allowed to bring friends.
Yeah, I mean, like, they just like loop anyone in to these parties. What would you dress as
for this event?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I said elephant, and then you brought up
Darien Lake,
the Darien Lake iconic elephant outfit, which is a great look.
Yeah.
And you're joining the flamingo tribe.
Yeah, or I'd be like a rat.
Are there rats in the jungle?
I'm sure there's rats everywhere.
In the jungle?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just like, you're used to seeing them like hop on the garbage. Like, what?
Concrete jungle, bitch.
Oh, so you're just saying like, take the concrete out of the jungle and you'll find a rat there.
What? I mean, concrete jungle like New York City.
I know. Yeah. Oh. So you're saying like, we here are also in a jungle. Okay.
Yeah. Famously, that Jay-Z song.
I know. I thought you were saying the rats are in like, the Amazon.
I'm sure they're also there.
Okay. Wow.
Anyways, should we talk about them at the islands, the face-off?
Yeah. Well, we got like Hot Man from episode 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Returns. And then there's like another girly who I think got a Chiron of like Danielle's friend. So we have a soldier there.
Got one Danielle soldier.
We got a soldier of a soldier.
Yeah.
Right?
Sometimes the soldiers become soldiers.
The lieutenants?
The lieutenants become soldiers.
No, the soldiers. The
soldiers become lieutenants.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Or generals.
Generals, yeah.
Yeah. We got to look at like a
colonel.
Okay, so Danielle has become a colonel.
General's like the big guy.
Sure.
And then I don't know anything else.
So like the conversation starts and the other two kind of like dip out.
Yeah.
Right? And then we got Batula and Craig sitting on a bench in the foyer,
mm-hmm.
taking it in. And then we got Maya and Sierra wanting to come through the glass door from the backyard and
Craig saying no, no, no.
Yeah, they're like, no, no, no. So then they run around to the front door like Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Like foaming at the mouth.
These girls. But then like Craig's outside like telling people like that it's like a bloodbath and like they're going at each other.
But Lindsay, it's actually like deactivated. Which is almost worse.
Exactly. And that's what sends Danielle into his hysterics, basically. Mm. And like she's deactivated, but I've never seen somebody with like more disdain on their calm face.
Mm.
But Danielle, like I was very, very, very surprised. As a Cancer, I was very surprised she's not a Cancer in
what
this moment.
Do we know what she is or not?
She's like a Virgo.
Mm. Which is, I think there's maybe one between Virgo and Cancer. I was
Leo's
say,
between.
Oh yeah, Leo's between. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. So I tweeted this, not to bring it back to Twitter.
Always reading his own tweets. This is also the guy he's regularly sending his own tweets to group chats.
Well, because in the group chat, there's many people who are not on Twitter.
Sure. So inform them, yeah.
Otherwise, they're missing out on the conversation. I don't think that's that crazy. Come on. Okay, so I tweeted, and this like kind of, I want to say almost spurred a conversation online. What does Danielle want? Do you know that answer?
No.
I don't know the answer.
She wants to go back to a world where it was her and Lindsay against the world, going to Montauk, trying to find guys, partying, drinking, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
Because she knows she's not getting any progress in her relationship, so she wants everyone to regress.
Okay, so I'm gonna read some responses, but not attribute them. And then, like, we can say how we feel. She wants her friend back. So then if she wants her friend back, just be like, I'm sorry. Like, I miss you and I love you. And, like, I want to make this better, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the way to say that? I mean, someone does to be a throuple. Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh my god. She wants Carl. I'm actually more skewing she wants Lindsay than she wants Carl. Attention. I do love that Charlie Puth song. You just want attention.
Yeah.
Na, 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 na.
I mean, she's finally getting the attention of the other girlies in the house. Like, they finally want to be her friend.
Maybe as Craig said, blood. And to be the one getting married.
Yes.
No, I mean, I'm so fascinated by this fight, actually. Because I do think it's such a interesting, specific fight that could come up between two people that have been friends for a very long time.
Yeah.
And we don't see the specifics of this on TV that often.
Yeah.
Like, obviously Scandoval is like the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And people can't stop talking about it. But it's like, at the end of the day, he just slept with her friend. Like, it's not like that intellectually or socially complicated. Whereas I think this is a little bit more complicated.
It's giving kind of it reminds me in a way of like Bethany and Carol or Bethany and Jill, where it's a dissolution of this long time friendship. Maybe not as long. Maybe this is longer than those friendships necessarily were.
Yeah.
But I mean, like these deep, quote unquote, deep friendships.
Yeah.
And nobody's willing to really get out of their own way.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse.
That's why I think the question I'm asking is like, if we led with that, then we could get like, what, like, let's not fight. What is your goal?
Well, then there's the other thing. It's like, nobody wants to admit they're wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll admit I'm wrong all the time.
And I say this as someone who loved Danielle more than Lindsay. I'm not sure what Danielle did wrong, especially if like the crux of Danielle's
ire... You mean you don't know what Lindsay did wrong?
Oh, I don't know what Lindsay did wrong. If the crux of Danielle's ire is, I showed up to this engagement and everyone knew, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I found out 30 minutes before. I did it like, I wasn't included in this. It was like, well, hate to tell you, I was proposed to.
Yeah.
I wasn't co-planning my proposal, which Galaxy Brain, she was probably co-planning her proposal, right? But like, I think if we're pretending that she did not have a role in being proposed to, like, what do you want me to do about the fact that Carl didn't include you?
Also, let's not forget when Carl told you that he was looking at rings, you screamed into a pillow like a baby.
Mm. But like, okay, so if so much of her upset is over the specifics of the proposal and the engagement, what does she want Lindsay to do about that?
Well, she never wanted the engagement to happen is what the underlying thing is. So she's been mad all summer and now she's trying to like show face and like pretend that she just like wants her friend back, but she's been mad about this the entire time.
Okay. So I'm curious about, I think this is like a missing puzzle piece in the reunion that we're going to get that was teased in the trailer of like, I was protecting you. I was holding back this information or like, do you remember that in the reunion trailer? Because there's something there. Because like this whole like general thing of like, I'm concerned about this relationship or like I have concerns. It's like, what is your concern? Like, I'd be concerned if it was you and a stranger off the street, but you know these two people well.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and they know each other well.
Yeah.
So what do we not know about each other that you're concerned about? I think the thing that as a viewer I was concerned about at first, and Carl brought it up, is like how he was not supposed to be in a relationship like during the first window of his sobriety, and he started being with Lindsay earlier.
Right.
To me, that's like this. That's the only thing of concern here.
Yeah, Danielle doesn't care about that.
Yeah, she doesn't seem to be concerned about that. Yeah.
I wonder if she like also, I wonder if there was this added thing of like, she was making good, she thinks she was making good TV and then it just like, it all went too far. That could be like the behind the scenes thing of
it. Yeah. Maya. I mean, Maya's the other big part of this episode.
But it's like, it's so like, you've been on this show for, this is your second season. You should know. You should know that like, there's no hiding in that house.
And I'm sure you've watched prior seasons.
Exactly. There's no hiding in that house. Like, you're an idiot. You can't cover the microphones. Like
running around outside. The cameras are looking at us like, we can't talk about it right now.
Yeah, I did, like, there was a moment when he was talking to another woman and she, like, pulled him aside and was like, you can't talk to anyone else at this party. Don't mingle with any woman at this party.
So this is where I'm like, what was the plan here? Because, like, you hate him right now. Because it sounds like people are DMing you, telling you, like, are you exclusive or whatever.
I don't think they were ever exclusive. I think it was, like, a very surface relationship, if they even hooked up or whatever. I think, I don't know the motives behind it, but there was something not right this entire summer. Like, whenever they would greet each other when he would come over, it was, like, not, like, a couple. It was just...
So... you're the one in control of who's here or who's not here. Why do you want him here then?
I think she thinks maybe like having a boyfriend makes her look good or something on TV.
I mean, I hate to break it to her. Like, no one would have noticed if Oliver was there or not. It's exactly. Not like we would all been like, oh my God, like, where's Oliver?
The motives of none of these people make sense. Hmm. Like, why don't you tweet right now? What does Maya want from Oliver? See what responses you get.
Love.
Blood. A thruple.
Love. As Sonya once said.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Love Kyle and Amanda. Right.
Amanda posted this weird ass photo of all the like girls who were eavesdropping in on the Danielle and Amanda thing. That. She posted this weird photo where like they're all of them are like standing around her laughing and around Danielle laughing, and Danielle's like still sobbing.
Yeah. Okay. When Danielle like turns the corner and it's like walking into like your surprise 40th birthday.
Yeah.
Like, where are you? And she's like, oh my God, you guys, I needed this. And they're like, no, we were here. We were waiting for you all this time. It was like psychosis abound.
Yeah.
Right?
They're not well. None of them.
The way that it was like this grand positive surprise instead of being like, I would have been like mortified that everyone was listening to me like hash it out with my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we move on to Jersey?
Yeah. Let's move on to Jersey.
Which like,
yikes.
Not the best episode of television, in my opinion.
Mm. I mean, you know, it's almost like they should have packaged this real quick last summer after the like hubbub around Teresa's hair.
Released it.
But then, like, that would ruin the whole season of Jersey.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
No, it just was like, or they should have, like, made it two episodes, one of, like, the stuff happening before, and then, like, the wedding itself. And if we got to spend more time with our friends from other franchises, that would have been fun.
I know. It's like, it was very cameo, cameo, cameo.
And it was like, for some reason, like, Dorinda's voice carried more, so the mics picked up her voice for some reason.
Yeah, there were very few voices being shared. I mean, for Teresa's wedding special, it's kind of funny to me that it feels like the iconic moment is Jen Aiden wearing a Aiden plastic surgery bedazzled top.
Yes, that is the iconic moment.
It kind of is the iconic moment. Yeah. The way history is truly repeating itself in this family of just rage and trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Like Melania screaming like Rosie backstage at the reunion.
Yeah.
She's crying. Why is she crying?
It's like, oh my. And then,
like overhearing people screaming in the background.
And it's like, and it's especially because it's like, they're like then like kind of yelling about Jen. And I'm like, this is still like your mom's friend. You're supposed to have like an odium of respect.
You're like a teen.
Yeah.
Screaming about what like an adult is doing.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. And just staying on the daughters for a second.
Mm.
One of my biggest pet peeves is when people are giving speeches and the speech is on their phone.
That is actually, I know you may be listening to this and have done it yourself, but then like, let's do better in the future. You got to put on an index card.
Put it on index cards. Like even a piece of paper is better than like that you pull out of like your pocket is better than a phone.
It's so not chic.
It's like, are we going to your notes app to read this?
It is one of the least chic things you could do.
It's not even not chic. It's like déclassé.
It's so déclassé. And like Bill Aiden filling the fucking wedding on his phone.
Oh, that's the other thing I wanted to mention.
Oh my God.
If your wedding doesn't have a fucking camera phones down during the phones ceremony policy, like we need to reevaluate. Like Margaret Joseph's filming the ceremony. You don't like this person. You actually actively dislike this person. What are you doing?
Right, let's talk about Margaret Joseph.
Oh, her little rule book for how she's going to behave at this wedding also makes no sense. I've had it up to here with her.
Well, she's going to be, she and Louis or something, like she and one other person are the only two people crying.
Yeah. And then she's like, she has this rule where she's going to go to the ceremony, but it would be disrespectful to quote unquote dance the night away at the reception.
On Melissa Gorga's grave.
But the cocktail hour is fine to stay at. So she's like telling people these rules over and over again. Like she's almost, it's almost like Danielle in Summer House, just like making her rounds at the party. Like,
oh yeah. Like
spreading derision.
And I gotta, you gotta give it to Jackie. Jackie was kind of just like, shut up.
Yeah. And then Jen Fessler was like, you're my ride home. I don't want to leave.
But Jen leaves and then regrets it.
Yeah.
Which you got to give it to Jen.
Yeah. Fessler making the rounds, introducing her to all the other City Housewives. Mm. I was like, she's telling them that she's holding the tomato, isn't she?
Did she tell Phaedra? Because Phaedra was one of the few voices we heard.
Phaedra was like, oh, it's a pleasure to meet you.
No, so the she pleasure's all mine.
Yeah, she must have told Phaedra she was holding a tomato.
Oh, my God. No, but I do keep going back to Jackie being like, I'm invited. I'm staying.
Yeah. And also like Jackie's like, my husband is my ticket to stay on the show. he's one of the main guys.
He's a main cast, member. Evan Goldsteiner is main cast. Christina Kelly main cast. Evan Goldsteiner main cast. Terry Maloney main cast.
Yeah. That's we've heard Evan say like four words in the history of this show, mm-hmm. but he is main cast.
Sometimes all you need is a wink and a nod.
And a grunt.
Yeah. I hated being in the room, the room with the men.
Oh, yeah. I don't like...
Men?
I had to be in one of those rooms once before... a wedding, and like then we were praying, and I was like, "Oh,
I want to see you praying."
Yeah, not the best. I like being in the room with the girls, though. I got to do that for Honey's wedding.
You're so sick.
What? I was on the girl's side. I was a bridesmaid.
You were a girl for the day.
I even got a bouquet.
You caught the bouquet?
No,
that means you're next.
No, you were at the wedding. I got to hold a bouquet.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What were you looking at the entire ceremony then? Obviously not me. There were like six of us standing up there.
Well, okay. I wish they splurged for the music rights. Because I feel like the music really tells the tale of a Jersey wedding.
Yeah. You know? And the food tells it. I wasn't a fan of all the gags and tricks.
Oh, like what?
Like the sword eating. Oh. The like... The bussy out.
Like the... poor Aiden daughter having to see this burlesque show. I gotta say the mac and cheese served out of the paella dish wasn't doing it for me. And like, obviously I'm bringing my own baggage to that, but like, let's just serve paella out of it.
There's so many better things you can do with mac and cheese too. Mm-hmm. Like you can make it into a nice little fried mac and cheese moment. Ooh, to pass.
A ball.
Yes, a ball. I'm speaking of balls. There was also like...
the dry, All-Stars ball?
No, there was like a man walking around with a disco ball head. Did you notice that?
No, I was focused on the woman in the martini glass. Oh my God. $500,000.
That's a lot of money.
And to say nothing of the hair... It was interesting that we were bold enough to comment on the hair.
I know.
Ooh, Danielle Cabral getting significant confessional.
Yeah. And we're doing these like interesting special confessionals.
Oh, no. I do love having a new look.
Yeah. They pull these kind of confessionals out that it's like a plain confessional for these little specials. Like the 100th OC one had confessionals like this.
Yeah. Yeah. No Rachel Fuda.
Good.
Good. I think that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like It's a wedding. What's there to say?
Yeah.
Except for what we already said.
Yeah, we said it.
And like, we just commented rude things about someone's wedding, which is not nice of us.
Okay. The part one, Vanderpump Rules reunion. Now, I have to ask you so that the audience knows, how, were you seated for only the original or also uncut? Is that what they call?
I think uncensored.
Uncensored.
Maybe it is uncut, but whenever someone says uncut, you know what I think of.
Your mind's going this way and that way.
Never mind. I'll tell you off camera.
Okay.
Both.
Oh, you watch both?
Yeah, but that's I watched great. Uncut like kind of half because I was busy doing other stuff. Oh. But I watched original full throttle.
Okay, so uncensored. They didn't serve it up on a platter like Never Before Seen.
So it was hard to know.
So like, you know, on Never Before Seen, it's like alert, alert, alert.
Yeah.
This is Never Before Seen. I kind of wish they had done that.
Me too, because I had a hard time seeing what was in the thing I had watched the previous night and what wasn't.
You know what? The Reddit girls will take care of us.
I know. So then I went to like Reddit and I looked at the clips. I mean, yeah, they have the clips.
Okay. Do you want to mention any of that now since we're on it? Is anything that really, I think there was more Sheena in the uncut.
There was more Sheena.
There was more Duty.
Yeah. There was a whole thing about Kristen Duty. There was like one more little thing where Lala like went against, LVP. Mm. I forget exactly about what, but like LVP was being,
okay. So I'm going to take you on a little like thought journey I had while driving in this morning. So, you know, Ariana takes sketch comedy very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you almost got to look at Vanderpump Rules as a long form sketch comedy.
It is a lot of yes and.
Where we have a group of friends. And like, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to an improv show where like you got the troupe on stage, right?
Yes.
And then they're like, from the audience, like, tell us what, give us a word, blah, blah, blah. And so it's almost as if someone said like, okay, you're a group of friends,
yeah,
hanging out with an elder woman that, yeah, you have to be respectful towards, yeah. And like, that is what Vanderpump Rules is, and Lisa is still doing that, and the cast is finally like no longer yes-anding,
yeah,
that call from the audience.
They're breaking out.
They're breaking it. They're like, no, I'm like an octopus on a school bus instead.
And you know who originated that years ago, and it was firmly stopped. Duty.
Mm.
Duty was the original
defector
to go against the crown.
Yeah.
She was the Prince Harry.
Kristen Duty was the Prince Harry of our generation.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm not sounding Vanderpumpian. I think Lisa is trying to be like purely down the middle, right? She's trying to give a voice to everybody's side.
She's trying, comes across as, because she's doing so much like shushing and everything of the good side, it comes across like she's defending Sandoval a lot.
Okay. So maybe that's where we differ. I think she's whoever's talking, she's like, oh, yeah.
But she even went on Instagram today to defend herself.
That's true. Okay, but well, I think because everyone's screaming to her about this. Okay, and then I think like, especially Lala and James are going so far in one direction that's truly unreasonable given their own histories that, like, I do think there is a place, not in the middle where Lisa is, but I think there's a place in between that and that where we can land intellectually.
It sounds like you're talking about politics.
Yeah, I know. It does. It does actually, right?
Because I was about to be like, well, like Lisa's trying to play the middle in a world where there's not two sides. There is one wrong side and one right side.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's like,
well, you're saying there's people like too extreme on the left that you want to walk
by. Well, it's just like, listen, I don't know. It's hard because like this is a TV show and we are like, we In the real world, if this would occur, it'd just be like, he's gone and we don't have to talk to him or think about him or like deal with him. But it's like, a crime was not even committed, let alone murder. It's like, he didn't murder someone, nor did he like steal $1,000 or like, it's like, he did something shitty. Like, it's,
yeah. I think it's interesting also to like kind of get at what you're saying is, okay, the people on Team Ariana, which is mostly everyone, within that team, they're trying to make up new rules, Dua Lipa promo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they're saying, they're drawing a line in the sands where they can stand and pretend they're harmless saints. And Andy gets to this. Yeah. Like, the only person who's gets off scot-free here is Katie Maloney and Lisa, but like...
Oh.
And so, like, they're drawing this line, well... Yes, we all cheated on somebody, but they weren't my best friend's girlfriend or whatever.
But it's like, it's like, okay, Lala, like, wasn't Randall like in the prior relationship that he was in that you got into? Like, that's pretty bad. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of pretty bad things going on.
Well, Lala is the queen of making up new rules.
Listen.
Okay, first of all, Lala and James were both also the funniest part of the reunion.
Oh my God, comedy.
Yeah. So I think in my mind, in most people's minds, they get off a little scot-free.
Oh.
Like, it's, I can forgive them for making up their new rules by because they were giving us pure comedy.
Oh yeah. I listen, I wouldn't change a minute of what I want, right? But I'm just trying to like digest it as like a person who lives in the world like you and I.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They're just so crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, James was like, it was really a dance. We were dancing around the stage.
I mean, like, Andy had his movements. Like, but the thing is, like, James Kennedy is not a threat.
Mm.
Which is...
No, but he's more ripped than Sandoval.
Oh, my God. But it's like...
Alex thought he said... I'm more rich than Sandoval. He's like, what is money after doing this?
Katie Maloney, beautiful woman.
Oh, I have not been Katie Maloney's biggest fan, but number one, look the chicest she's ever looked on this program.
What? She knows how to... buy and wear a sitting dress. Mm-hmm. She knows what kind of thing to buy when you're sitting.
I mean, that was a sitting dress. Not since Wendy Osefo have we seen a sitting dress.
Great sitting dress. I mean, Ariana's wasn't a sitting dress, but she did what she had to do.
She looked
amazing.
On.
Yeah.
Like Princess Diana.
Yeah. Check out Dan's TikTok.
No, the Come Through Queens TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Come Through Queens TikTok.
Right?
That Dan's curating.
No, but I gotta go back to Katie. From the hair to the dress to the makeup.
The eyebrows.
The eyebrows. But then also like I think the outlandishness of James and Lala kind of like put her in a very good place.
Yeah.
You know?
She was able to be like well-spoken, calm, cool, collected.
Now, I'm loving Schwartz's performance. Only of like the buffoonery. But then also he's like kind of looking cute again for the first time.
Oh my God.
Isn't he?
I mean, yeah. He looks really good in glasses.
But also it looks like a lot of scenes throughout this past season... were unshowered, and this was like a showered scene.
Yeah, he took a shower.
He took a shower.
His hair looked good, yeah.
Clean.
But I will say, him fucking defending Joe, his situationship, more than he's ever defended Katie Maloney, his wife.
Joe is spooky.
As somebody who, my Facebook URL is facebook.com/sospooky, I'll take it.
Which, okay, so that flashed so quickly, and we didn't catch it until the second go-around during Uncut, that Katie kind of, like, dives off the deep end a little bit, saying that she has crackhead vibes, which, like, that's not something that we say in
right.
the year of our Lord 2023.
Yeah.
Like Christina Tozzi taking like crack pie off the menu.
It is a very like Gen Z and people on like TikTok and like girls in high school say that a lot.
Oh, so we're going full circle.
Well, yeah, because like a lot of, I mean like.
Oh, I thought like Gen Z would be like, no, we don't say that.
Depends on
who, which Z
you're talking to. Because like they're not all the same.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. There's no monolith.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the funniest moments is near the beginning when Sandoval's like, when, and he's like, okay, Tom, please address the audience. And he's like, what? And everyone's like screaming at him, booing. No, don't like it. Didn't hit for me. But it was so funny.
Yeah, it was good.
One-on-ones?
One-on-ones.
Filmed the day before.
Which good?
I want to know the order.
Right.
Right?
Ask Andy. Sometimes answers.
Oh, you should call in to radio. He's probably off right now, completely.
He's taking a break right now.
Which I gotta say, listen, everyone deserves a break. But Andy, like, maybe we should have shifted this break.
Right. The Watch What Happens Live should not be off the air right now.
Like, who's allowed? Like,
during the Summer House finale? The wedding?
The wedding?
Like, what?
Like, get Matt Rogers on the phone if we need to. Like, come on.
Just tweet at him, though, with your question about the order. I really don't care that much.
Yeah. Okay, you don't care. Now, if we're talking about comedy.
Raquel in the trailer. 100 feet away.
100 feet away. Is one of the greatest television moments of our time.
I mean, we're doing live people's couch. It's wild.
I'm wondering, like, there's got to be someone in the room with her.
A cameraman?
Well, I mean, it could be just a camera set up, no?
No, there were different angles.
Oh, we were moving and shaking?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm just saying, like, she's talking, so it's funny if she's just talking to herself.
You don't talk to yourself?
Only when I'm, like, road rage.
I do it all the time.
Out loud, huh?
Yeah, even at work today, I caught myself. I was, like, sitting in an office by myself.
Oh, wow. Let's get cameras up. Love being in comfy clothes. We don't have to be constrained by that pale green number that we're coming out in later.
Number? Who are you, like, my grandpa? Same age.
I'm almost there. Yeah. Almost there. Yeah. No, that is great. It's good as gold, one might say.
Yeah. The reunion actually just like was an excellent hour of television.
And then we were like, how are they going to pull it off? Did they pull it off?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what comes with like a decade and a half of experience doing reunions across the board.
For yeah.
Andy Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the production team.
And something about her making $200K in merch sales in a month.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they could pay for half of Teresa's wedding.
Almost half.
Yeah.
Almost half. I am curious. I'm always curious. Are we talking net or gross?
I'm not Adam Smith. Isn't he the like famous economist? Also, like, those economists, when they started this country, really fucked us all over.
When they came up with net or gross?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What did you think of us talking about interest rates in the group chat
today? It was like actually at my busiest at work today. Like, I was like, I'm just going to let that one go.
That's great. Wow. I can't believe we still have two more.
I know.
Because we already have dipped toes into like Katie and Schwartzy.
Mm-hmm.
We dipped a toe into
Katie and Sheena.
Like, how many more toes do we have left? 10?
I mean, like, toes total? Raquel's not even out there yet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Okay. Shall we do a Freak of the Week and the One True Queen?
Let's do it.
Okay. Our Freak of the Week this week, one of the favorite things we love to do on this podcast is promoting other podcasts.
Yes.
And on Two Teas in a Pod, there was a two-part Andy Cohen special.
I listened to both.
We did as well on the drive back from upstate. And Tamara kind of like calling out to Andy that Orange County has had like no promo on Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
And Roni, that's still 2 months out,
right,
is getting like commercial, commercial, commercial.
Can I say,
oh,
the one that started airing during Vanderpump Rules, where they're now fighting about cheese?
Nothing could be more relatable to me.
This actually, like, this is the Roni, and I feel like there are probably people who are like, this is all we have. They're like fighting about charcuterie board. And I'm like, no, this is what I want to see.
Yeah. Let's
have dumb fights.
Let's at least start small.
Yeah.
You don't want to like, I don't want someone going to jail already.
Exactly.
They're going to build up to jail.
Yeah.
Right?
Who's going to jail?
I don't
think we should speculate. Is that defamation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's defamation. I just don't know them well enough yet. Yeah, but Orange County, I do feel a little bad because they are premiering in, I think, 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Can you believe?
I'm excited.
But wait, is anything going soon? No.
No.
So we have six? Oh.
Well, I mean, like, Vanderpump will be gone in 2 weeks.
Ooh.
I think last night of Vanderpump's first night of OC.
Okay.
So we'll just have that, like, one.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. We could do it. We could do it.
I'll be here for, like, 5 hours that day.
Well, I mean, by then, you'll be closer, baby.
True.
Okay. The one true queen. You brought this to my attention. NBCU.
Oh, yeah.
Starting the FYC. And for those of you who don't know, the For Your Consideration campaign for the Vanderpump Rules Emmy.
Yes. They had a party last night in LA that they were calling like NBCU FYC House.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all these posters of Vanderpump Rules up.
Somewhere else?
I don't know. I don't.
If we're using the house branding, come on.
I don't think it's related. Okay. Lisa was there. Lala was there. I think Sheena was there. Okay. Like, meanwhile, Ariana was over at, like, Raising Cane's serving chicken, getting every paycheck she possibly can.
I truly can't get enough of it.
It's like, get every check you can. It's not, you gotta take it.
The fact that, like, the ads during Vanderpump Rules, half of them featured Ariana or Bowen.
Yeah. We need Bowen and Ariana together. I mean, we need Ariana on Las Culturistas.
We need Ariana on SNL if the strike wasn't happening.
Also, like, why are we suggesting Ariana for other podcasts? We need Ariana on Come Through Queen.
Actually, you know what? One of the few I would want.
Yeah.
You know? She's a girl's girl.
Next time she comes to New York.
Okay. But for your consideration, listen, I'm considering.
Great.
Great. It's about time something other than Top Chef on Bravo gets an Emmy.
Exactly. Though we love you, Padma.
Though we love you, Padma. Okay. Did Padma get host? Probably. She's probably got host at some point.
I wonder.
In the pre-RuPaul era. Because now Rouge is getting every year.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
Anyways.
Wow. What a week. ComeThroughQueen.com. Links to everything. Oh, maybe I need to add a link to TikTok.
Maybe. Get it on the link tree.
Get it on the link tree. Links to Patreon, a pre-show. We're talking about All Stars Drag Race, which we're loving.
We're talking about Padam.
We're talking about Padam Padam.
Padam Padam, which is not something from Succession.
Which, if you're gay, you probably know. But I think like we have a very strong straight woman listenership.
Allies.
So like, come learn about Padam Padam.
Or not allies. If you're not an ally, that's wild.
What are you doing here? You made it like an hour and a half listening to these two. Yeah. So links to Patreon, links to social, links to everything. Like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us. Please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
See ya come through, Queen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.